Now, here's your host, an American original and pioneering patriot, Tom Donahue.
Good day and welcome, America and beyond. I'm Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show, joined by my contributing host and producer extraordinaire, Angeline Marie. And let me just say before I bring you into the mix here that we go from politics to pets. You know, most of the time it is sledgehammer politics, usually topics that we delve deeply into rather than just today's news. Sometimes it's yesterday's news and history. Sometimes it's the future, you know, forthcoming. And sometimes it's just whatever the topic that we feel that we want to focus on in greater detail. So today, I thought we'd lighten it up a little bit and maybe the velvet glove rather than the sledgehammer. And there's just a lot of things that I notice, everyone probably notices, may agree or disagree with me, but that's okay. But they're pet peeves. They're things that bother us, that kind of get under our skin, or that we kind of cringe. And so I wanted to touch on this, and you were somewhat open to this, Angeline. So I'm going to start off with, well, actually, you know, welcome and good day to you.
Hi, Tom. I think this is going to be fun. This is a nice change, I think, at least for me.
I'm just going to start off with one that I notice everyone probably notices, you know, everyone probably has an opinion on. And it's not the end of the world, but it just bothers me. And that's these torn, ripped jeans. You know, what kind of knuckleheads, what kind of nutcases, what kind of followers actually want to be in these jeans? I mean, they should be returning them to the store. They should be suing these companies. Instead, some fashion designer, you know, with some kind of twerpy wig, or, you know, maybe it's a gay lifestyle. Maybe it's just a heterosexual nutcase. I don't know, but to me, anyone with any semblance of thought, at least some activity, brainwaves in the cranium, you know, you would think some cerebral impulses or activity that they would say, no, this is not a good thing, I look like a hideous, ridiculous fool. What do you think about that?
Well, I could see a young kid getting into that because it's kind of like the thing. I don't necessarily see older people or, you know.
Yeah, but how does it become a thing? Like, who? I mean, it starts somewhere, okay? And it's probably not in a sandlot where someone saw a kid, snub his knee and a tear, and it says, oh, that would be cool. Let's take a picture of this and let's start a fashion trend. No, it starts at Madison Avenue. And it starts, maybe they notice things around them. To me, it's just ridiculous. Actually, it's more ridiculous than the bell bottom. But at least that had some. I mean, it wasn't destroyed. Why does something become fashionable if you're destroying something? Just like a tattoo on the skin. We're going to get to that in a moment. But, you know, I know you can excuse this for young kids, and you know, everybody's trying to find their way and try something, and they want to fit in. But you're right. Adults, older folks. If you really think and feel about these things that you notice around you, you got to cringe. It is cringeworthy.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're probably not cheap. I mean, they probably start at $80 and go up to near $200 almost if they're from a designer.
Yeah, well, you know, and who knows what that designer got paid to create that, and it's probably trademarked, you know, so the company and the designer are making a boatload off of this, I'm sure. And again, that's, you know, I'm not going to spend the time to research that, but generally that's the way it happens.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, now, you mentioned the tattoos. Talk about, now I see these young kids getting them, but now I'm starting to see people my age, say, yes, 50s and up, and they got these tattoos when they were young, and now they're, you know, your body parts start to sag and stretch, and now they look hideous. And I'm seeing these older people with these tattoos that either distorted, you don't know what they were, so now I think they look worse. I don't know. And now I think from what I understand, there's a big market of going and getting these tattoos removed.
Oh, there is. And that's painful, and it's very costly, and it's maybe they just alter the image or lighten the image. It has biblical implications. I know that that's something that, and I don't have the biblical verse in front of me, but I do know, and I do recall that, we're really commanded not to do those kind of things to our skin. You could get into piercings too. But the point is that, we were talking about fashion and ripped or torn jeans. I mean, if you really want a flower or something, wear a flower power shirt or something. Why would you want to permanently, alter, mutilate? And that's really what it is. It is a form of mutilation, however you want to chop this thing or dissect it. It is bodily mutilation, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And I remember when I was younger and people would get those tattoos, if they went for a job and they got hired, they had to always cover them. Like, you had to wear long sleeves or something that would cover them. Now it's all out in the open, and the piercings too. Have you ever tried to look at somebody that's waiting on you and they have all these piercings coming out of their nose or their tongue? Or it's really odd. It's hard to concentrate when you're looking at somebody with all these things that are piercing through all the holes in their face.
Yeah, it's hideous, and it's something that's very difficult to even view. And they think it's a form of their own self-identity. It's distinguishing them. It's making them unique. They want to be talked about. They say that. Then when someone talks about it, they're offended. But, if you're going to put that right out there on Front Street, people are going to talk. I mean, that's just the way it is. You change your hairstyle, people are going to talk. If you notice in if you see the meteorologist, or we'll say the weather girl, and many times, or even certain news anchors, they don't change their hairstyle very much, except for Fox News. They I don't know what the thing is, left to the right, shorter, curly, or whatever. But most people in the news, they're kind of told that people are comfortable with a certain look, and they generally stick to that look because, people get shocked when they see someone radically changing their hairstyle. And I don't know if you've noticed that, and I can't speak to Naples, Florida, but Philadelphia, almost all the anchors, the meteorologists, the sports people, they almost always look almost identical, except for a little aging. They rarely change their look. I don't know if you're aware of that in broadcast media.
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you one step further, what I've noticed the last couple of years, from the national media to the local markets, all these women wear the same dress. Have you noticed they all have that tunic style dress in a solid color? And some days on the local, they all wear the same color. So one day they'll all be wearing green, one day red, one day black. But I've noticed they all look like cookie cutters to me with these dresses.
Well, Fox News, and it was a dirty little secret, I guess, but not really dirty. But they have a wardrobe that takes up almost an entire warehouse. I mean, it is huge. And so Roger Ailes wanted one of them dressed up like Barbie dolls. So they would generally not even have a choice in what they were to wear. Of course, the skirts had to be short. And so it was all about the looks. And it's so funny, because when you think of it, funny in a weird way, that this is more like a GOP conservative Christian, kind of oriented type network, Fox News, they're supposed to be. Although you look at the programming on Fox TV and FX and all, you get a different impression. I know we're coming up on a break here. Hold tight, right back. More on just a commentary on the culture, society, things that bother us, maybe bother you. Right back, hold tight.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-307-6660. 800-307-6660. 800-307-6660. That's 800-307-6660.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue. Tom Donahue Show. So glad you could be with us on this given occasion. That could be, well, you're listening to the podcast. You're listening to it streaming on TalkStream Live. You're listening to our affiliates that are running the program at various times throughout the weekend. And we appreciate all of them and all of you. We're joined by my contributing host, Angeline Marie. And we're discussing kind of pet peeves, things that bother us, things that get under our skin, things we notice societally as well as, you know, culturally. And how do these trends start? You know, why do people make these decisions? And I would say bonehead decisions. And if it offends someone, so be it. That's just, you know, I'm an equal opportunity offender and also applauder of things that go on around us. And I'm a keen observer, but these are just my opinions and her opinions, and you have yours as well. And at some point we may actually bring callers into this program, but we do a pre-record. And it's not a staged event like WWE wrestling or those kind of activities. But the fact of the matter is it's more convenient for us to put together this production this way. And it is free flowing. And it is one of those things that we never know exactly what the other is going to say. We're not here to be point counterpoint in terms of differences, because we agree on a lot of things. And that's why we team together on this, because we have mutual goals and we want to affect the world around us in a positive and productive way. So Angeline, back to the subjects at hand, and they are a little more lighthearted, but I think there's things that I don't think it's just us that are observing these cultural phenomenon that are created by somebody for some reason. There is a purpose. There is always a design. Rarely do things happen randomly, incidentally, or accidentally.
Yeah, and I think the tattoos is something with maybe an underlying reason. I think dress in general has, I mean, when you look at those movies from like the 40s and the 50s, how people used to get dressed to the nines to go downtown shopping for the day, and the women were wearing the hats. And now, even the teachers and businesses in office attire, we don't dress up as a society like we used to. And I know people say, yeah, well, there's no need for that. And I'm, you know, I agree in part. You're right. But I also think it's an overall reflection of respect of people and even how you feel about yourself and your confidence level. And I think in a sick way, they've tried to tear that down. And that's one way of doing that. And some people might say, that's a little far-fetched. But I think it's true. You know, when I was a kid and our teachers, I remember the men teachers used to wear a tie and the women, you know, not that they would get all dolled up, but they wore clothes that when you saw them, you know, either a nice woman's pantsuit or maybe a dress or a skirt. And quite a while ago, I was a substitute teacher for a while and I dressed up when I went into the class and for no other reason other than that's just how I was. I felt like that's how I needed to be as an example to the kids. And I used to get razzed. And these teachers looked like they were students. I mean, they were dressed kind of sloppy and what I'd say were play clothes. And they used to razz me for coming in and looking, you know, like I was dressed nicely or in, you know, and I'm not saying I would go.
Well, and also professionally. I mean, there is a distinction here between casual and being professional. And I have to admit, I'm more of a casual guy. You know, like right now I've got my shorts and T-shirt. But then again, I'm at a laptop screen and we're doing a broadcast. But, you know, but I do know that there is a time and a place and I do dress up when called for. But I don't have a problem with casual, but it depends on the time and the place. And unfortunately, people think that, you know, sloppy and casual is the thing 24/7. And they basically they're disrespecting themselves, disrespecting where the places they're going out and about. And of course, the company and just the people around them. So I agree with you. Now, also, there's a trend, which is, I think, a positive trend, is that even in the public schools, many are now saying, you know what, so that there's not these fights over the sneakers and wearing just really sexy and outrageous type outfits or gang type related outfits. And I think that's has more to do with than anything is that they have uniforms. And here in Philadelphia, in Northeast, I noticed most of them have khaki pants and a white shirt and some kind of color, you know, whatever the color tie is of the school. And, you know, they actually, I mean, you have a different impression. Like I take a lot of public transit. And so unlike when I was in school, you would have like a traditional school bus. Some of them actually get a student pass and they're on the buses and the trains here for commuting. And so I know it, so that they don't always act like their uniform, but I think that's a good thing, you know, and not because I like people to be all part of the herd. But I think when you're growing up like that, I think that they need to focus on their studies and not so much on, you know, what they're going to wear and how they're going to be judged by their peers based on, you know, sometimes the risque or the gang related paraphernalia.
Yeah. Or so, you know, if you don't have the money to go and buy all the latest designer labels, then you don't have to not feel like you don't fit in.
That's
because
right.
Because everybody's expecting. Or the same thing. And I think it also shows, I don't know, maybe some discipline. I don't think that's a bad thing.
You're right. Exactly. No, it is showing some discipline. It is showing that, and I think the kids have probably a little bit different image of themselves that, okay, now I'm dressed for school. And then when they come home, then they can go to their casual attire and other things. So, and again, these kids, could you imagine the schools that still allow for the casual wear what you want, the dress attire, you know, that's required, you know, in the schools that do not have uniforms, you know, specified, very specific, they, you know, you're going to see the kids that have the $200 sneakers, maybe $300 sneakers. And then the kid that has something from, you know, a discount retailer is going to get laughed at, you know. And so to me, it really does hurt and harm those of lower income and poor families that certainly need to spend more money on food and shelter than, you know, the latest sneakers, Air Jordans or whatever, or LeBrons.
Right. At that point, it becomes a non-issue. It's not something that has to take up headspace for them to worry about, oh, I don't look as good as so-and-so because I don't have the expensive sneakers or jeans or whatever it is. now they can, you know, now they're all sort of on equal footing. And I just think overall it's a good thing.
Well, and back to the tattoos, you know, it used to be where it was a manly thing, you know, like someone was in the Navy or the Army and, you know, and it'd be something on their arm, not on their chest, not on their face, not on their back, or maybe on their back, but, you know, like shoulder, arms generally. And even then when the guys, like you said, the muscles start to atrophy and sag and, you know, wrinkle, it doesn't look very pretty. But then it just became a cultural phenomenon, and society started being much more accepting, men, women, even children. And you see, I was watching, you know, I had it in the background. It was on, I don't know, it was E or one of these channels, and it's something about dating. And this couple met for the first time on this dating show. They met at a tattoo parlor, and they said, oh, well, I'm not sure where I want to put this one. You know, it's like it really had hardly any significance. They didn't even know the date. Imagine if they put the initials of that date or something, you know, or their face or whatever. And you see this even in some of the celebrities, and we'll get to that in a minute too. You know, they tattoo, you know, either the person's face or their full name or their image and they're divorced. You know, and so then they have to go and do some kind of you know alteration. Or try to get, you know, do some massive removal. The whole thing's ridiculous. I mean, it's just I don't know what these people are thinking as it relates to that.
Plus, I just think it looks ugly. I don't know, marking up your body like that. Just I don't know. I just think it's ugly.
Oh, we got a break coming up here. I just saw your note on that. So let's take a pause here. We'll continue with our commentary on the culture. And things that get under our skin that are cringeworthy. They might not be earth-shattering. They might not be earth-altering or life-altering, I should say. But nevertheless, it bothers me. Right back, I'll say.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names, and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store. Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, putting America first and patriotism in action.
We're back, Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue's show. So glad you can be with us, joined by contributing host Angeline Marie. And we're talking about cultural cringeworthy moments or things that are might be considered a pet peeve, might be just an observation societally or culturally. We all have opinions. We all have observations. And you know, we've mentioned tattoos and piercings. We've mentioned the torn and ripped jeans. And people say, oh, well, that's kind of innocent. Well, yeah, it's not harming someone's life. And some tattoos actually do. But the jeans, but you really think of it, they're both forms of mutilation. I mean, one's to an article of clothing and the other is to your skin. I mean, you know that the skin is the largest organ in the body. It consumes or takes up 80% of our body. And so, that's pretty important, and we should be taking care of our skin. The other is like, and I wish I had a different childhood in the sense, and I want to focus on the fact that we really didn't know enough about sun exposure. We really didn't know how damaging the ultraviolet rays were to the skin. And there's several different things going on here. One is the fact that many of us are not hydrated enough. Many of us are not eating, or at least back then for sure, enough of the fruits and the vegetables and the antioxidant-rich foods that could have protected the skin better, and then better sunscreen or even, or sunblock, even healthy oils, and or maybe having a certain pre-sun meal that would be a preventative in terms of eating your sunscreen. I ended up, not only basal carcinoma, but I actually had a melanoma on my right calf at one time, which I found out later could have been life-threatening. And I see certain things with my skin that I'm not happy with. And I know it had to do with overexposure and the lack of protection. So I would say to everybody out there, make sure that you take this very seriously, because it can have not only aging consequences, but also dire health consequences too. And I have a good dermatologist, and I've kept on top of that, fortunately. But yeah, so the skin, is being damaged in many different ways. I mean, smoking, of course, don't even get me started on that. I mean, thankfully, the trend has been where I think less than 20% of the overall general population smokes cigarettes now.
Yeah, what do you think, Tom, about this vaping? They were pushing vaping because I guess they thought that was a quote-unquote healthier alternative to smoking cigarettes. But my thought was always, okay, so now you're inhaling these chemicals, because they come in different flavors, I guess, and different tastes like that. But now they say there's an epidemic of these teenagers who are vaping. And vaping, I don't think, has been out long enough to know what they're really long.
Well, believe it or not, you just mentioned something. Let me just interject here. And the fact is that there have been studies just released, and quite frankly, I'm the news editor at TalkStream Live, and I posted 3 or 4 stories in the past week that are searchable. And I think most of them came from CNN, which not always the most reliable source, but they're, they're talking to doctors and they're reviewing studies. So I posted them, people can decide for themselves. But yeah, there's a lot. There's been many, many reported issues with lungs. I mean, right away from the vaping. And they're finding that this is becoming more dire, certainly more serious, and should be taken more seriously by those that are vaping and people that you know that are vaping. So I haven't delved into so deeply because I don't know anybody in my circles that vape. Although I guess you could say broadcast wise, Hannity vapes. They've caught him on. they've actually posted videos of him doing that, and he's not aging so gracefully. Mm-hmm. But that's with makeup. So. And he's got millions and millions, and he lives a good lifestyle. So I don't know why what's happening there with the premature aging. But and that's another point for another day. But so we have all these different forms of whether it's neglect or it's actually some kind of self-induced mutilation. And I really didn't have come to the airwaves today with a specific, subject construct that I, or like trying to tie all this together. But the more I look at what we've said, and what we've shared today, there is this thing of cutting, slicing, burning, that has to do with whether it's the outside skin, the inside. And there is a lot of self-abuse. And we haven't even gotten to suicide, which is a whole other subject that does happen. And people are led to it sometimes very early ages and not due to severe health issues and sometimes not even psychological disorders. Yeah, so I think that as a society, and certainly, on the local level and the family, unit level, that we got to look at these kinds of things that are adversely affecting our health and our well-being and mentality and even spirituality.
Yeah. And from what I understand, it almost sounds like these kids have been allowed to do this at school, this vaping on school property. So I think now I've heard that they're gonna try to, I guess, I don't know how, I guess they're gonna put an age restriction on vaping now if you're under
Yeah, many states age. Have in cities and it's really starting to be taken more seriously and I'm surprised they weren't on top of this early on. And the other thing too is the lax enforcement. And I'm not really about enforcement as it relates to marijuana, but you know, the more I think about this, and I know good people that think differently on the subject, and I know they say, well, alcohol's dangerous, and it is, and you know, it should be taken seriously. When you're inhaling any kind of fumes, any kind of smoke, you have to realize that beyond just, let's say, the psychoactive chemicals, you have to feel that, why would that be healthy to consume or ingest? I mean, we know what smog does. So you really have to look at it as a form of smog, and you can find better ways, I believe, to feel better about yourself or your mood or your mentality than inhaling fumes, you know, to inhale the smoke and the chemicals and the additives and all that. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I can't believe that they did not know. Now, maybe they didn't count on that demographic picking up vaping. I think that's probably more what it was. But you can't tell me that when they were putting that junk out on the market to inhale that they didn't know this was going to happen eventually as far as health concerns.
Well, it's amazing how the FDA can worry about a little tummy ache from an herb, but the vaping went, you know, unscathed or, you know, really with very little scrutiny until recently. But what about the marijuana issue? I mean, I want to see decriminalization. I'm not so sure I'd be in favor of legalization, although it is being, and again, it is up to the states. So I don't think the Fed should intervene if it's happening in Colorado or somewhere else. I don't like federal intervention unless it's a very limited way. But I think decriminalization is a good thing. But I think that there needs to be more awareness of how that's impacting the lungs and also, you know, cognitive skills and things of that sort. But I want you to comment on this marijuana issue as beyond just the vaping and sure. And the senselessness of the cancer sticks, cigarettes. I mean, I thankfully mentioned that the percentage is way, way down. And some of it does have to do with government intervention in terms of taxation. Something I'm not really that in favor of, but when you're dealing with something so lethal as cigarettes, tobacco, especially from the big companies that have, you know, been known to purposely lace with addictive chemicals and additives, yeah, just so sinister and so deadly and just so unconscionable. Right back, hold tight, more to come.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. That's 800-477-1736.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online, or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, liberty-loving and freedom-fighting.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the new program, last segment this week, and so glad that you are with us. And I have to say, I like free form. And a free forum and free reign and being unleashed, whether it's using, you know, the political might of the sledgehammer, you know, and our voice, or just, you know, something that is lighthearted and more velvet glove. And again, it I think it brings out some of our humorous side, you know, our comedic side, even though it's not by design. But when you start looking at these societal norms and maybe less than norms, because some of these things are, to me, are not norms, and maybe more dysfunctions and distortions of reality. And that brings me to another point here, Angeline. And I do want you to still comment on the marijuana thing, the pot issue. You know, it might offend some of the potheads, but that's okay too. It is the celebrity culture and the reality or unreality programming that is, you know, less than stellar. But addictive for many, and people follow, you know, the rump roast and the swollen, you know, bruised lips of some of these freaks, these celeba freaks. But let's stay on the pot issue for a moment.
Well, what I don't understand, and you might have the answer to this, because I'm sure it's a political answer. They made such a big deal about, trust me, I'm not a smoker, never have been, but I always felt like smokers, if that's what they wanted to do, then they should be allowed to do it. And I'm talking about smoking cigarettes. And then it's like they came down so hard on tobacco users and how it was so evil and blah, blah, blah. And now here they are 20 years later, and now they're saying, well, no, but you can vape and that's okay. And now you can do marijuana and that's okay. And I'm like, well, then why did, if it was all a health issue, which is what they were claiming on the tobacco.
Well, and there's no doubt it was. Let me stop you here a second. I have family members that they would be alive today. There's no doubt in my mind if they were non-smokers. And you know, and these tobacco companies needed to pay for their deception. It's not, you know, and I do understand it. If let's say someone gets tobacco, I think there's a brand that has like a Native American brand that does not add any, there's no additives, no special chemicals. It's just pure tobacco, which again, is still not healthy to ingest smoke and fumes, period. But it's much healthier than, you know, the name brand, you know, mega corporations that have controlled tobacco and tobacco related products. And there's just no, it's indisputable. You know, 99.9% of the people that smoke are going to have deleterious, harmful effects. It might be that 0.00001 that, you know, their body can just withstand anything. You know, whether it's a junk food, whether it's, you know, tobacco, alcohol, whatever, but it's extremely rare. But no, I feel very strongly about this. And I believe that when you have something that's so toxic, it's not like just a little bit of junk food, that the government sometimes has to come in and regulate, sometimes has to come in and intervene. And I feel strongly about that with tobacco. You might see it somewhat differently, but I mean, even though I am libertarian, and again, I feel badly about the obesity issue in this country, but having a soda tax that does affect the lower income, and that telling you how much soda you can drink, be one thing if they just put out all that money on negative advertising about how bad high fructose corn syrup and processed sugar and just empty calories, you know, and have education. But when they tax the lower income, that it's a beverage, not nobody needs smoke. And but people do need hydration. I recommend tea. I recommend spring water. But that's just me. But I'm not quite sure I understand where you're going with this. But let me let you further elaborate.
No, I don't understand. So now we've traded chemicals for tobacco, and then as I recall, because I know when I started going to journalism school, they were not allowed, the government at the time was not allowing advertising for liquor. I remember you could do beer and maybe even wine, but remember there was no advertising allowed, and now they're doing liquor. So I guess at the end of the day, these things are going to be available whether they're legal or not. And I just feel like it's really up to you. If you want to ruin your body with product,
yeah, but that's
A
not just
whatever,
up to you, because let me just say something here. It's, you know, when you're dealing with the health of the other family members, other friends, you know, do you remember a time that you go on a plane or you go into a restaurant, smoking or non-smoking, you're still smelling the smoke. You're still being affected by the smoke. So again, if someone could be in their own little bubble and not hurt or harm anyone else, go to it. But smoking, I mean, I love it when you go to a restaurant and some restaurants, you know, or diners, you got the workers right outside the front door smoking as you're trying to enter. You know, so you're getting it on your clothes. Mm-hmm. You're ingesting it, inhaling it, you know, even though you're trying to hold back from breathing. You know, so I love the fact that now I can go into public establishments. And except for like if there's a side worker or somebody that's smoking outside, but it was just intolerable, and it was just really, now it's almost unimaginable that you'd be going into a public restaurant and smelling the fumes from an aisle away. I mean, it's a much better world because of some government intervention and regulation and sensibly, but you just can't have a pure utopian libertarian society. It's just not going to work.
Yeah. And I don't know how I feel on the marijuana thing. I myself don't do that. Never have. It's just never been my thing. And again, I feel like when they come down on things, it just creates an underground market. Anyway, however that all said, I'm not for, you know, to me now, what do you do as far as, you know, how they do drinking and driving? Well, now you're going to have people high and driving.
Well, and that's happening.
So
it is causing a lot of issues in Colorado and other places that have legalized, you know. And so one thing I do want to distinguish between cigarette smoking and marijuana smoking or vaping or alcohol use is that there are some positive benefits to drinking, and we have medical studies to prove that, health studies. There are some positive benefits to marijuana, also, but both of those, you know, they are drugs. There are some negatives as well. But with cigarette smoke, there is not a single iota of positivity that emanates, you know, from these cancer sticks. There is nothing that relates to, you know, I mean, people say, well, it settles me down. Well, it's because you're so hyper because of the addiction. You know, it's like, and again, there are addictions to marijuana. There are addictions more so than to alcohol. But at least you could say with alcohol and marijuana, there are some positives for some people. Cigarette smoke, there is not a single positive under any circumstance that makes any sense. It's lethal. It's killing cells. It's harming you, harming those around you. So I feel very strongly about tobacco, more strongly than probably almost anything, because I've seen what it's done to my family members. I've seen what it's done at society at large. So I feel very strongly about that. This was not a planned subject, but anyway, we've covered a lot of ground, and maybe we'll hear from you in terms of your comments, audience as well. Thanks so much, Angeline. I am Tom Donahue. Till we meet again, have a great week.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.